So, here we are again. A good heart is better than all of the heads in the world. Ever heard that before? A good heart is better than all of the heads in the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley with Instant Illumination here in Campo, California, on the campus of the University of Healing. A good heart is better than all the heads in the world. Now, when Bill Gates does beautiful things, creates beautiful software, does all sorts of fantastic things, we look at him and we say, isn't he wonderful? When Bill Gates doesn't necessarily go to Africa or go someplace, but he has his minions tell him what's going on in the world. And so they tell him that there is a great need for discovery of the AIDS virus that will be able to control it. There's a great need for this or that around the world, but one thing at a time. And we hear about that, and we think, and Bill Gates makes a large contribution, like $130 million, you know, to that program, which is rather nice, yeah. And so we hear about that and we say, what a wonderful man. What a wonderful heart he has. And then when we hear about the court cases of his company working with other companies and suing them about the rights to something that they had originally had contract for and originally had approval for, and then the other company realized it was a big deal and so they wanted to stop it and do it themselves, you know, because it was too much of a moneymaker to let it go for that small bit. Well, Bill Gates doesn't let that happen. The original contract stands. IBM bought from Bill Gates the DOS program, which was the foundation of the computer programming as we know it today. And certainly the man that Bill Gates got the DOS program from was perfectly happy to sell it to Bill or give it to Bill or whatever the case may be. And later he thought, my goodness, I gave it away too cheap. I gave it away too easy. And so he wanted to have it back. Well, now, this is normal. This is normal. How many of you have ever had a wonderful idea? A wonderful idea of how to do something very special and very wonderful. But then, a week, two, three later, somebody else has that idea and works on it and expresses it and puts it into practice. And you say, I had that idea first. I had that idea first. You know, who had the light bulb first? The one who put the patent out and had it agreed upon by the government that this is their patent, and that's it. Not necessarily that they put it into practice, but it was their patent. Now, others can come along and look at that patent and make slight changes in it, you know, and make it theirs, which is the way the ball rolls, you know. That's the name of the game, is to be creative. So, you see, this is the wonderful thing about all of us. What is our heart telling us? Does our heart say, my goodness, if I could have come up with a light bulb idea and then Mr. Edison took it over, you know? Wonderful. Why don't I come up with another idea? Let's see what other idea is desirable. Well, let's see, a mousetrap or something like that, you know, something that has a purpose. Now, isn't it wonderful to have light? To be able to read at bed, in your bed at night or whatever, to sit in your living room and watch television. Of course, those things were not in anyone's mind way back in the days of Edison, but perhaps they were. Perhaps they were. Perhaps they were. And we should really realize that all knowledge exists and it's in our heads. And until our heart puts it to work, puts it into expression, wraps it with our love and lets it fly, it never goes. Because no matter what genius you may be, if that genius remains in your head, that genius will never go out and do anything positive or constructive for the world about you. Do you really like yourself? Do you really like yourself? Or are you all intellectual? Do you know the principles? Do you know the techniques? Do you know how to solve the problems of the universe by saying, I know that I know that I know? Okay. Do you say, oh, wonderful, I'm tuned into my divine. I'm tuned into that which is the reality within me. How wonderful, oh, how wonderful. Or do you just say, okay, that's it, bop, bop, and now I go here. You see, until you wrap the love around it saying, that's wonderful. This is my wonderful blessing. This is my wonderful gift to the world or to me, you know, to express the divine in me. Now, you say to yourself, I've got the flow going, so let's keep it up. Only when you love yourself do you have the flow going and keep it up. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. You say that silly little affirmation, which brings a magnitude of results. Let your heart speak out and say to the world, look, I'm full of ideas. I'm full of wonderful thoughts. If you come along, now don't say this, of course. If you come along and steal them, I don't care. Or let's call it this way. If somebody comes along and vibrates with my idea and puts it into practice and I don't get a thing off it, so what? There's a jillion more where that came from. And so you just flow. And what is your expertise? What is your interest? Are you interested in science? Are you interested in biology? Are you interested in ecology? Are you interested in raising foods? Are you interested in what are you interested in, you see? And so think upon the things that you're interested in, and you're more than likely to put it into practice and enjoy it in your life. Now, what things are you interested in? And you see, you haven't the vaguest idea. Well, I'm interested in raising my kids. I'm interested in being good to my husband or my wife. I'm interested in having a home. I'm interested in whatever job I have, doing my best at that job so I can earn a living and take care of my family and the responsibilities that I brought to myself, and so forth and so on. You see, a lot of husbands who run away from their families because they're doing their best. And oftentimes their wife says, we need more money, we need this, we need that, we need that. And he reaches his capacity of being able to give it because he doesn't have that talent. He may be a $15 an hour man or $10 an hour man. He may be a minimum wage man. And so the family readjusts their budget to what his wage is if they want to keep that relationship. Why did she marry someone who could not perform on what's called a normal basis? Well, now, because she created him just the way he is. Why do so many women marry flakes and so many men marry women flakes, you know? And these are people who have no desire to do anything. They just want to take advantage of the other person, you see? Why do they do that? They do that because that's what the other person wants. The other person wants a baby for a husband or a baby for a wife, you know. How do you call your wife and husband oftentimes? You say, oh, baby, you know. And, hey, that's not the image you want. Sweetheart, fine. Lover, fine. Perfect husband, perfect wife, fine. But baby, that's an image that is incompetent, irresponsible, not irresponsible, it just has no responsibilities. You see, a baby has no responsibilities. You cannot say, baby, get out here and make a living, you know, and it's only 3 years old. And the kid will say, okay, give me a job, somebody, you know. He doesn't care. He doesn't know that he can't do it. He doesn't know that he has any limitations at all. But you see, that's what we do when we create our husbands or wives or our family as babies. Mothers who don't let their children grow up in their minds. And so what happens to the children? They have to go away. Why do children run away from a family? They don't run away from a family because they don't like the family. And the family can be mean as sin, but they don't run away because they don't like the family. They run away because they don't feel that they're appreciated. They don't feel that they're loved for themselves. They're always compared to their brothers or sisters or something like that. And the husband's always compared to the neighbor, and the wife is always compared to the beauties on television or something, you know? Well, it's a very unfair thing to do. So when you live with your heart and you know that all things are possible, I mean, your intelligence tells you that. Now, does your heart believe it? If your heart believes it, start enjoying it. Start benefiting from it. Start realizing that your heart right now is ready to soar into the universe. Your intelligence doesn't soar. Your intelligence just is. Knowledge just is. Things on the intellectual basis just are. But it's the heart that's unlimited. The heart, the soul, the spirit that reaches out to visions that the intellect never could have imagined. As I say, Bill Gates is our good example. Could Bill Gates have ever imagined he would be the man he is today? He had no dreams. He had no role model. His dad wasn't that kind of man. His dad was a good man, and he had a good business, an insurance business, and he was successful. But nowhere near his son. Wow! Where did those genes come from, you know? And isn't that wonderful? But you see, what Bill did, Bill had a vision. He wanted to create the finest software he could create. And he went on to do it, and he's still doing it. And he has a vision that whatever comes to his attention, even if it isn't his idea, he's going to look at it and say, can we give this to the world? He doesn't say, can we make money on it, because he's already making money. He doesn't have to think in that realm. He says, can we give this to the world? I'd like to have a Dick Tracy watch on my wrist here, which is a television, and which is a radio, and which is a telephone, and all that neat stuff, you know? And today it's there. Today it's common. Everyone doesn't want it because it's a little small, you know? But it's there. And it works. And they're making them even smaller, which is a magical thing, you know? And one day, they won't even have to have it on your wrist, just have it on your forehead, you know? You just sort of stick it on the skin so it doesn't get lost, you know? And then it connects in your brain synapses and so forth. And it's wonderful, you see? And this is the great thing about living with your heart. You see, that's what life is all about, isn't it? A good heart is better than all the heads in the world. Because a good heart is what makes the world go round. It gives the world purpose for being. Why do you want to clear up the lakes? For mankind. Why do you want to clear up the atmosphere? For mankind. Why do you want to have more vitamins and minerals available? For mankind. Why do you want medicines available? For mankind. And who is mankind? Mankind is the heart, the soul, the spirit of all that is. Have a lovely day and know that I love you very, very much. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.